Welcome to the Relationship and Wellness Podcast with Nicola Beer. Nicola runs transformational breakthrough programs for individuals and couples and has several award-winning audio programs. She also runs a holistic life therapist certification program where you can get paid to guide clients to profound change and work from the comfort of your own home. For details, visit www.nicolabeer.com today. Please note, places are limited and are available on first-come, first-served basis.
Hi and welcome. So happy you're here. This episode is really important and it's about cold feet in a relationship. Many people experience cold feet at some point in their relationship when commitment comes up. I have another episode about commitment issues and how to overcome them individually and as a couple, and the tips may also apply for cold feet. So do check out the episode on commitment issues or commitment troubles in a relationship. The most common reasons that people come to me for help with having cold feet is before getting engaged, before a big wedding day, before committing to have children, before moving city or country, for their partner's career, before making a big joint financial decision, and before saying yes to their partner's retirement dreams. Often the person can be genuinely happy with the relationship, but a few doubts start to come up that need to be addressed, either within the person, by themselves, or in the relationship, by figuring out either, is it something that I need to address in me? Is it my own fears, trauma, or triggers? Or is there something missing in the relationship? Is something holding me back from feeling truly happy? Or understanding what you need if you're going to take that next step? There might be things that need to be discussed. You might need reassurance from your partner about the future. For example, before getting married, some men or women want to address their sex life. Perhaps the excitement, the passion, the frequency might have dwindled or not even been there in the first place. And this can really worry some people. Some men I work with get cold feet about having children and the financial implications, worrying if their partner will give up work and not want to work again. This needs to be discussed. Or both men and women can fear having children because they believe that their partner will want to put their children through private school, pay for their university, and they're worried about that impact on their own quality of life. This is where expectations need to be discussed. A good financial plan needs to be discussed. And I love coaching on finances, by the way. I've saved hundreds of people, thousands and thousands of dollars by pointing out the right resources for people to take control of their own investments, their own pension, savings, creating wealth. It's such an important area to learn and be in charge of. So many people I speak to are so scared because they feel that the financial world is too confusing and they'll never be able to learn it. Or they've been burnt by a financial advisor that may have not always had their best interests at heart. And there are great resources now out there, free YouTube videos, great books you can buy, where you can start to grow your wealth. Hopefully you're already doing that. And maybe that's what you need, discussing and creating a financial plan. Some fear committing to a move overseas or to a new city, worrying about losing touch with friends and family, which is valid. So having a plan to make sure that you're happy wherever you go is essential. Some doubt whether their relationship is strong enough to make it through the move. And that's again where a plan needs to be in place. How you're going to spend good quality time together. What you're going to do individually and together for fun and for excitement. And making sure that it's not just all benefiting one person and not the other. My brother and his wife met around 15 years ago. My brother used to go to, I think it's called Woodward, and he worked in the summer on the go-karts so that he could get to BMX anytime he wanted in his free time, using all the ramps. His wife, at the time, of course they weren't married then, worked as a lifeguard and in her free time loved to skateboard. So that's where they met. They then had a long distance relationship for 5 years as they were both studying. And then it was time to make the jump. My brother absolutely loves the UK. He loves the culture, he loves the food, he loves his massive friend circle, and of course, hopefully, our family. So it was difficult for him to move to the US. She also, very close to her family, has great friends, has a great job, and she started her career before my brother. So who was going to make that move? He decided to move, and they've now lived in DC for over 12 years, and they absolutely love it. The solution or plan in their case was that my brother was going to move to America. She would support him while he was waiting to have his permit to work, and that he was able, supported, and encouraged to go to all of his friends' weddings and all of the stag do's and major family events if he lived in the US, because he would probably go to those events if he was living in the UK. And that's how they did it, still are doing it. When I work with other expat couples, the person following their partner also must find a benefit of moving to the new place. Could be a course, a hobby, a new passion project, starting their own business, taking on a physical challenge like doing a triathlon, marathon, getting into rowing, horse riding, skiing, something exciting for the other person. So having cold feet doesn't mean that the person doesn't love the other or that relationship cannot work or will not work. It simply means that something in the individual or couple needs to be resolved. Paula was one lady who had cold feet before getting married. Before her wedding, she started as the time drew closer to doubt it. And she booked a session with me because she felt like she was going crazy. She started to doubt the relationship and her attraction to her partner. She loved him, but she didn't feel any chemistry. And even at the beginning of the relationship, she didn't have butterflies in her stomach, like she'd seen on the movies, or spoken to friends that said, it's really important. Often talking to friends can be confusing because everybody's relationship history will interfere with the advice that they're giving. They can't help it. We're all affected by our own relationship history, beliefs, and experiences. Paula had been with her partner for 5 years. How do I know if he's the one, Nicola? She asked me. Then she said, I'm not sure if we're really compatible, whether his family will truly accept me for me, whether I will make a good mother. I know he wants a big family. If I can love him as much as he loves me. She was putting so much pressure on herself, thinking about all these things, and yet, what is the point in worrying about all these things until they're actually real and happening, and then we'll deal with them, we'll get support if we need to, we'll learn, we'll grow. The first thing for me to do was to help her feel more calm and then go through every single point, looking at solutions, looking if it's really true, looking at relationship, ideals, so that she could be happy. Others who get cold feet in a relationship share with me their concerns about whether they know what real love is, if they've overestimated their love for their partner, if they've confused love and lust. Some worry about their sex life, if when they get married it will go downhill, especially if they're a very sexual person. Others worry about the fact that they desire having sex with different people, wondering if it will get worse when they get married. Some people worry that they haven't lived enough yet. And some worry that they're only in the relationship because they're scared to be alone, and they're not sure if this is the right relationship for them. Now, whilst I can't give a direct answer straight away to any questions like this, and I wouldn't want to, who am I to tell somebody what to do with the rest of their life? However, I can support them to explore. And I'm going to share some tips with you right now so that if you can resonate with what Paula thought and the other doubts I've shared, I hope that this will be helpful to you. And if you're on the receiving end of your partner having cold feet, after that, I'll also share some tips for you. So first of all, if you're having cold feet, identify exactly what your worries are. Make a list. Get them out of your head of every single thing that's raising alarm bells for you. And then question them. Are these worries accurate? Could they really happen? Are they based on past experiences? Are they worries based on other people's experiences? This helps you to figure out what is real and relevant to your relationship and what is not. Reframe your thoughts. A traumatic or painful past relationship or witnessing other unhappy relationships may be your reason for cold feet. It may make you feel like this is going to mean your relationship isn't going to be good. So it's important to think about the reasons why you are with this person, what you love about them, how they make you feel, what good times you've had together, what dreams you have together, how do they show that they are loving, trustworthy, loyal, compatible to you. If you're going to what if all the worst case scenarios, what if all the best case scenarios? And this will hopefully help you see what's good. It's also so crucial to figure out what you want in a relationship. Sometimes we can get caught up in what we think we want, and as time goes on, we start to get cold feet because we haven't been true to ourselves, or we've grown and changed. We grow and change all the time, especially if you're like me, that you love learning and you love growing, and this is one of your most important needs. You're always going to keep growing and changing in subtle ways, consistently. Hopefully with age, your relationship will get better and better as you become more confident, knowing what you want out of your life, out of your relationship, emotionally, practically, and sexually. Great sex for women statistically gets better and better with age as we increase our confidence and explore what we want. For example, it's important to know exactly what you need and desire so that you can easily work out how your relationship can meet your needs and what you need to work on. When I do my 90-minute cold feet session with people, we go through the 26 top relationship needs and explore if the person is getting what they need, and if not, if they believe that their partner is capable of giving them that. After you've established what you need, it's so important to talk through your concerns and needs with your partner. Many people I help, I also give them the communication skills to be able to sit down and share their concerns, their doubts, their worries in a healthy, compassionate way, avoiding the other person, hopefully not shutting down, distancing themselves, defending themselves, or attacking you, or saying things like, you're crazy, you need help, there's something wrong with you. Hopefully they wouldn't do that, but this sometimes can happen. So I help people to look at what is the best way to communicate, depending on your partner's personality and their communication style. They may have no idea that these concerns or needs are important to you. They're not going to know without you communicating them. That's why it's so important to have open, loving conversations. No relationship stays the same over the years. There is always some kind of change. Change is inevitable, and that's what makes life exciting. That's why it's so crucial to have regular check-ins with yourself to figure out, are you really happy? What do you need? Checking with your partner, are they happy? What do they need? It's such a great step to consistently do for your relationship. And if you're the person in the relationship with someone who now has cold feet, it can make you doubt your partner's love for you. You may even start to question your whole relationship, and it may cause you so much stress, sleepless nights, appetite changes, and you may feel so angry, hurt, and annoyed that you just want to end it to protect yourself. So to help calm this reaction, there are a few things that may help you to keep in mind. First of all, appreciate your partner's honesty. It's far worse for someone to hide their true feelings, to go ahead with things to please you, and then you find out much later on. I understand that it can completely take you off guard hearing what they're saying. However, them going ahead and then doing it later after committing can feel so much worse and be more painful. So appreciate the fact that your partner is being honest with you about their feelings and that they respect you enough to share them with you. Often what can really help is when you're first hearing the things that they're saying, it's to not react, not respond straight away. Of course you can say, I'm hurt, I'm confused, I'm angry, I'm upset. And then you wanna just say to them, I need some time to think, because it's a lot to take in for most people and they do need to think through things. The next thing you can do is to ask them, what can you do to help them through the process? Because above all else, you want what's best for you and your partner. What do they need to get the clarity? Do they need space? Do they need someone else to talk to? Do you need to talk to someone together? Do they need any reassurance from you? It's really important not to judge them, not to pressure them, and not to criticize their cold feet. Sharing with them that you want them to make the right decision, that you want them to come to that decision in the healthiest, best way possible. Go through everything together. The doubts, the concerns, the expectations. Ask them to share these with you. Share yours with them. And then work out a plan. Compromise. Reassure one another. Having the honest, open discussions about likes, dislikes, worries, expectations can be so helpful in making sure that your relationship is close, connected, and happy for you both. Being aware of your partner's deepest fears is so important, because fears don't go away, they get bigger with time. And the more a person thinks them, the more they may not be able to sleep, the more they go over and over and over them if you just push them away, not want to talk about them, not want to address it, say I'm not having this conversation, get a defensive, react, the relationship will stay in this unpeaceful state. So all fears need to be addressed in a relationship, reassuring one another and creating an action plan of how you're going to make sure that that fear doesn't come a reality. I worked with a couple where they had been together for 2 years. They loved each other and were hoping to get engaged, married and start a family. She really loved him. However, she had a huge problem with his parents. She felt that they were using money to control him. She felt that they were overbearing. They were interfering. They used to call him all the time. And she was scared about having a family with him because of this. And this only got worse when they said, which sometimes parents do, that, oh, I can't wait till you have a child. I can't wait till we have grandchildren. You won't stop us coming round. We're going to want to see them all the time, take them away on holidays. We're going to be the best grandparents ever. This really concerned her. She also didn't find them very supportive when her and her partner were having relationship problems. They would say things to him like he was too good for her, that she was uncaring, she wasn't good enough. All of this worried her that if she had children with him, they would take the children away. It played on her mind a lot. Every time she saw them, they weren't particularly nice to her, and she felt if she had a family with him and things went wrong, they would take the children away from her. So in order for their relationship to really thrive and get to that next level, I asked him, would he be willing to sign a piece of paper to say that he would not ever take their children away from her, and that if anything happened in their relationship, they would have the children equally. Which is a strange thing to a couple that haven't even been married. Yet, having worked with her, I knew that unless this was resolved, she couldn't take the relationship any further. Her fears were so deep and her worry about the parents was so deep that she just couldn't overcome it. He was happy to. He wrote her a letter and asked her if she wanted to go to a lawyer and get it legally drafted. And that was how we had our last session. Since then, they've emailed me saying that they've had the best honeymoon ever, They're totally in love and happy and planning to have children in 6 months' time. Even though we may not understand a person's doubts and concerns, it's important to appreciate them and try and address them, because nothing goes away. So if you're having cold feet right now, or if your partner is having cold feet right now, it's important not to panic. Fears are natural. It's just our subconscious mind trying to help us to be happy, throwing up its concerns. And the good thing is that we can learn and grow from the messages that our subconscious mind is giving us. We can heal our insecurities and fears. We can create solutions with our partner. We can overcome challenges. We can make our relationships happier, stronger, and closer when we learn from what our mind is telling us, what it's trying to communicate. And I talk a whole lot more about the subconscious mind and how it works in the Holistic Life Therapy School. If you're interested to learn more about how to take control of your thinking, how to create the life that you want, how to get rid of insecure, jealous, unsupportive thoughts, how to know what it is that you really want in your life, overcome money blocks, or any other challenges that you may be facing, you can join my Holistic Life Therapy School Facebook group, where I give trainings, there's free materials, hypnotherapy, questions to ask yourself to get the most out of life. And if you would like any one-to-one support with anything I've mentioned, please do go to my website. You can contact me there, find out more about working with me one-to-one or my various audio programs. From my heart to yours, thank you so much for listening. All the links that I've mentioned will be along with the show notes, so check them out and look forward to connecting with you more closely if you would like to.
Thanks for listening to the Relationship and Wellness Podcast with Nicola Beer. If you are interested in finding out more about becoming a holistic life therapist, would like to get Nicola's mentorship directly, or check out the award-winning audio programs, visit www.nicolabeer.com today. Subject to availability, a waitlist may apply.